My name is Sid Roth, and I'm with Frances Hunter. And Frances, you made a statement at dinner, and you said that if Charles and Frances Hunter can have miracles happen, anyone can. Did you mean that, or were you just being flippant?
No, I meant that with my mind, my heart, my body, and my soul, because that's what Jesus said. He said every believer would lay hands on the sick and they'll recover.
Listen, we're going to go to a clip in a second of someone that was in the Vietnam War. They lost their hip. They lost their shoulder blade. They were a mess. Now, that's just for the superstars to pray for. It's not for just... No?
No, that's for everybody to pray. That's for everybody. As long as you're just filled with the Spirit of God and you're hungry and you believe that God can use you, God can use anybody.
Okay, let's take a look at anybody being used by God right now with this Vietnam veteran.
You don't have any there.
Oh, I don't have a shoulder blade.
You want one?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hallelujah. You know, they're free tonight.
While we're at it, can I go ahead and have my hip back?
Sure. What happened to your hip?
I was blown up in Vietnam, and I got an artificial hip.
You heard that letter Francis read. You want a new one?
Mm-hmm.
You got any metal in there?
Steel ball joint and plastic cup.
Ball joint and plastic. Ready?
3 discs are ruptured, bone on bone.
In that lower back or where?
Lower back.
Okay.
My wife was healed Thursday night, so I know God can heal.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you had to wait 2 more days. Okay, here we go.
It's my time.
It's your time now. Okay. Now, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over that hip. I command a creative miracle. I command new hip bone, a whole new hip socket. I command all that metal and plastic to come out and a new one go in place with all the blood, all the normal fluid, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Now, I command that lower back to be restored. I command 3 new discs. All you ruptured discs, you be made new now in the name of Jesus. Now, in Jesus' name, I command that sacrum to go into position, be healed. I command any crushing in that hip, in the hip joint or in the pelvic area, you be healed, go into place, be released in the name of Jesus. I command these upper vertebrae to be restored, the disc to be restored, go into place, release all the nerves down into these arms in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Ghost. Relax your neck. Now, in the name of Jesus, I call into being that which is not. I call into being a new shoulder blade in the name of Jesus now. Now try your part of your body and see what happened to the pain. Thank you, Jesus. Give him a good one. Put it up all the way up there.
He's reaching it from the back here, Charlie.
Could you reach that way before?
No, if I want to wash my back, my wife did.
Now you can do it. You can wash her back. Jesus said, wash my feet. Now he's going to wash his own back. Okay, good. Try that arm. Anything you want to do. It's normal.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the hip. What happened?
I hadn't been able to do that since 1968.
1968, he hasn't been able to do that. Thank you, Jesus. Give Jesus a praise offering. Hallelujah. Look at that, he's crossing his legs now.
There's not a plastic hip around that can do that. There's not a plastic...
Listen to this.
There is not a plastic hip anywhere in the United States that can do this.
Let's see you run down to that man in red there and back. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He found out something else about him. Thank you. Come here. Come to the microphone.
My wife can vouch for this.
Well, come here, wife.
I can't go uphill.
Okay, he can't go uphill. Come up here, wife. Let him chase you. Let's see. You run uphill. You were healed. What were you healed of Thursday night?
My back.
What was wrong with it?
I had arthritis in it.
And it's just gone?
Mm-hmm.
No arthritis since Thursday?
No.
Now, let's see who can run the fastest up the top of this hill. That all right?
I don't limp.
He doesn't even limp anymore. Nevin, you check him out. Look at that. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Isn't that fantastic? Look at him.
That's the artificial one.
That's the artificial one. Look at that.
I've never never been able to do that.
He's never been able to do that since
180 pounds.
180 pounds on one used to be plastic knee. Look at that. Hallelujah. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Give Jesus the biggest praise you can. Glory to Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus.
Now, Francis, who was that handsome man that you were sitting there watching him pray that for that miracle?
That handsome man was my beloved husband. We've been married 36 years, never had a fight, never had an argument, never had a crossword with each other.
That may be a greater miracle than the one we just witnessed, but I have to tell you, I know something about artificial hips. Someone puts their, crosses their leg like that man was talking about, the artificial hip pops right out. It's a very, very dangerous thing.
But isn't that incredible? When God does it, though, He does it right, and He just does everything. That's why I get so excited about being in the miracle ministry.
Now listen. How young are you? I can ask you. My wife isn't on the set. She tells me not to. How young are you?
I think it's wonderful. I just celebrated my 90th birthday, and I just thank God I'm still alive. I came from a family where they all died real young. They all had tuberculosis. They all died young. But I just celebrated my 90th birthday.
So here's what I don't quite get. She has just been given the biggest assignment she has ever had in her life, and God gave you this assignment?
Yes, yes, yes.
So why didn't you say, choose someone else, I'm 90 years old, give me a break?
Well, I'll tell you, I might have said that, except I learned one thing a long time ago. You obey God regardless of what He tells you to do. You obey God.
By the way, someone told me that you have special faith to come against cancer.
Yes.
And they told me that you believe that cancer is a spirit. Explain.
Yes. Well, I believe anything that is incurable is a spirit. Hmm. And I just started laying hands on people and cursing the seed and the root. Cancer has a root. Every living thing has a root. So you've got to kill the root. And somewhere along, early in our ministry, I learned to curse the seed and the root and command them to die in the name of Jesus. And I began seeing people healed. And if you do something one time and they're healed, then you just go back and you do it the second time.
Now, how often has this occurred, people being healed of cancer in your ministry?
Well, I'd say there are very few services that we have not had somebody healed of cancer.
Well, guess what? I believe we're going to have people
yes.
healed of cancer. If you have cancer or you know someone that has cancer, you've been found out. We know your cause. We know how to get rid of you. And it's in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I'm going to be back in just a moment, and you're going to find out that cancer must bow to Jesus.
Yes.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Francis Hunter, and Francis has spent a lifetime understanding healing. And she says if God can use her and her husband, she's 90, God can use anyone. Now, Francis, I feel as though an angel has walked on the set. I feel as though a healing angel has walked upon this set. Has anyone ever told you that that might happen when you speak?
No, nobody ever really told me that before, except many years ago, before I got the baptism with the Holy Spirit, a man walked up to me in a service and he said, God has given you a healing ministry. Why don't you use it? And I had no idea what he was talking about at that particular time. I had just been saved.
Tell me someone that was healed of cancer.
Well, I have several that I would like to tell you about real fast. One happens to be a very good friend of ours, Betty Tapscott. She called me one day and she was very distressed because they had discovered cancer in both of her breasts and she was being operated on the next Wednesday. And I said, Betty, don't you dare go and have a double mastectomy until you come out here and let us pray for you.
Now, why did you say that?
Because I didn't believe God wanted her to have a double mastectomy, and I know that God heals cancer. So Betty came out to our service. We prayed. Now, you cannot tell when cancer is healed. You just have to take it by faith. But I believe when I lay hands on somebody that they are healed, or when I speak it over television, they are healed. And so she came out and we laid hands on her. And of course, we couldn't see anything. So she went to the hospital the next week. They got her on the operating table and they began to poke some stuff. And they said, Mrs. Tapscott, we've got a problem. And so they said, we got to get the doctor. So they went and got the doctor real fast. And the doctor came in and he said, Mrs. Tapscott, we've got a problem. And of course she thought, oh, they've discovered cancer in my whole body, you know, from the top to the bottom. That's what you would naturally think. And the doctor said, Mrs. Tapscott, we have a problem. We cannot find any cancer in your body. What kind of a problem is that? Isn't that a wonderful problem?
You know, if that was the only time it ever happened, it would be wonderful. One more, give me one more quick example.
Okay, can I give you one that we had a part in the spiritual warfare and in the praying, but a lady, the wife of an evangelist, was given a death sentence from MD Anderson, probably the most famous cancer hospital in the world. They told her that she was going to die because she had been to a meeting of ours. We had laid hands on her, but the cancer was back and it was raging, it said. And the doctor said they were out of options, totally and completely. The top melanoma specialist at MD Anderson Hospital said, there is no hope. There is nothing else we can do. And her husband said, yes, there is. So he sent emails out to everybody they knew asking us to really double up on our prayer for her. And when she went to the doctor, now this is from July, when she went to the doctor, the nurses were all smiling and said, the IgA levels are normal. And the doctor entered, and remember, he is the premier myeloma specialist, and he said, we don't know what's going on. We don't know what's going on. And so then the evangelist said to him, do you remember what you said the last time we were in here? And he said, you said if her levels ever went down, it was a miracle. He said, remember, in your own words, you said it's a miracle. He shook his head. The doctor said, I don't know what's going on. Hallelujah.
Now, that is hard for doctors to say.
Yes,
but it
yes.
was a miracle. But I'm telling you that every time you open your mouth, the presence, the healing presence, the deliverance of God gets stronger and stronger. Would you pray for people right now? If you have cancer, or even stand in proxy for someone, I tell you, this is God's moment for you right now, Francis.
I want you to put your hand on that part of your body where you have cancer. If it's in the brain, oh, one of our biggest healings was a brain cancer of a man that was given 2 weeks to live 35 years ago. 35 years ago, he's still alive and well today. We had dinner with him not too long ago. But put your hand where the cancer is, if it's your brain, if it's your eye, if it's a breast, wherever it is, put your hand there and believe with me right now. Believe with me right now that the power of God's going to go right through this camera, right into that cancer and burn it up today. Devil, I bind you right now by the Spirit of the living God in Jesus' name. You foul, stinking spirit of cancer, I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus. I curse the seed and I curse the root of every cancer cell in your body, and I command them to die right now in the name of Jesus. I speak a new immune system into you as well, and I speak a new blood system into you, a blood system that will not accept another cancer cell. And then I command all of the electrical and chemical frequencies in every cell in your body to be in harmony and balance and die just the bad cells. Be healed right now in Jesus' name.
You tell someone somewhere. You won't be able to keep quiet. But I tell you, there is such a pressure. It's almost like a laser beam. A laser is going right through this television set right now. When we come back, we'll talk about 50 people simultaneously being healed from wheelchairs, getting up and walking. Don't go away. Right back after this word.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth with Francis Hunter. Francis, repeat what you said to me just as that segment ended when you were praying for cancer. You talked about the power that was there.
Well, I tell you, the power was so strong. I could just feel the power going right straight at that television camera. And that's a beautiful thing about God's power. It can go right through a camera and touch you right where you've got that cancer.
Okay, now, and you also corrected me. I stand corrected. I don't want to make any misstatements. I said 50 people got out of wheelchairs in Bogota, Colombia. Francis, you told me I was wrong, so I guess on television we have to admit it. Why was I wrong?
Because 100 people got out of wheelchairs. And the funny thing about it was, by the time we had finished, over 80 people had got out. 20 people who were still left got out of their wheelchairs, and they came running over, and they said, Quiero sanar, I want to be healed. They got right up out of their wheelchairs. We didn't touch them. We didn't do anything. It was just the power of God. Hallelujah.
Now, the thing that God has called you to do is to mentor people.
Yes.
To be able to do what you and your husband Charles does. And what type of results do people get when they read this book?
They get exactly the same kind of results that Charles and I get. If you will put into practice what we teach in that book, which is just exactly what God says to do, you will have exactly the same results that we do. We tell you how to heal backs, how to heal neck problems, because 85% of the world has back problems. And once you learn how to heal a back problem, you've got 85% of the people healed. So that's really good.
All right, I'm getting a quick God thought, and I've got to be instant, and I must be obedient. Francis, I want you to hold my hand. And I want you to do something by faith. I want you to either touch the television set. Yeah, that's good. Or touch the video you're looking at, the computer. Just touch that. And Francis, I want you to look into the camera, and I want you to pray for a transfer of anointing, that when people see people with cancer, they will pray, and they'll have a strong, if not stronger, anointing than you for
Amen.
Cancer to be gone. Would you pray right now?
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for people who are hungry out there to learn how to heal the sick. Father, as I hold Sid's hand, I pass on not only to him, but to all of those who are watching, who want to be healed. We just pass on that anointing to them so that when they lay hands on people who have cancer, they will be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. And we thank you and we praise you for it, Father. Now go out and use that anointing that God's given you. The anointing does you no good unless you use it. Am I right?
And what about people without limbs? Will God create limbs?
God gave me a vision not very long ago, and I saw a man who had had his leg cut off in an automobile accident 7 years before that, and he came into the church on crutches, and he ran out of the church screaming, God gave me a new leg, God gave me a new leg. And I believe that's going to happen. And the interesting thing, Sid, is 1 hour after I told that on a radio program, a man sent me an email, and he said, 7 years ago, which is exactly what I said, I lost my leg, my right leg, in an automobile accident. He said, I'm going to be the man that runs out of that church screaming.
He's going to be, but there's going to be a whole lot more men and women and children. But I was reading my notes. You actually saw a thumb grow out. Explain that quickly.
Well, the kid that had his thumb cut off when he was young, and this was in Palm Beach, Florida. And right there, this was in a church that doesn't believe in healing. So we didn't do any healing till after the service was over. And so about 40 people stayed, and we saw this thumb grow right out in front. There were 40 people watching, screaming at the top of their lungs as they saw this finger grow right back on again. I believe we're going to see a lot of that. You're going to see crippled people healed. You're going to see people with all kinds of incurable diseases healed.
Look in the camera and give them the best advice you can on praying for the sick.
The best I could give you, best advice I can give you is to do it. Don't be afraid. Just step right out and do it. And then you might say, but what if they don't get healed? What if they do get healed? That's the most important thing of all.
In addition to them being equipped for this, with this book, there's something new on planet Earth. I'm getting reports from all over. People that have not experienced healings in their congregations are starting to experience healings.
Yes.
I tell you to forget the failure of the past. It's a new day. Francis and Charles Hunter, this is the best they have to offer. Are people actually getting healed themselves when they read this
yes.
book and do what you say?
Every day I get emails, I get letters from people say, I read your book, How to Heal the Sick, and I did what you told me to do, and I got healed. I mean, there's never a day goes by.
You told me, Charles is not here, but you told me his strongest anointing is for backs
yes.
and bones. That happens to be my strongest, too. And that's what I heard. Someone's back is being healed right now in Jesus' name, and a neck. Now, you must do something. You must reach into that invisible world by faith, because that's the only currency in that invisible world. You've wondered why it hasn't happened before, and you've reached in, but with unbelief. Reach in by faith, move your neck, move your back, and the hip has just been healed. I believe a hip has just been replaced. And the greatest healing of all, Yeshua, that's Hebrew for Jesus, is real. And he's bigger than religion. He's bigger than the box you've put him in. You make him your Messiah and Lord. Say, Jesus, you are my Messiah and Lord. I repent of my sins. That's it.
She looks like she has a frozen steak. How many of you noticed that she is not walking normally? I want you to look at that, because when she gets up, she's going to be walking normally.
In the name of Jesus, I command every damaged part to that back to be healed. Command every vertebrae and disc that's knocked out of line, that's twisted or damaged in any way. I command you be made whole right now. I command the hip to go into place. I command that hip that's turned a little bit to go back into place. I command the sacrum to be healed. You go into position. Command the muscles, nerves, ligaments, and tendons to be healed and strengthened. Now I command that frozen sacrum, I command you to it'll come loose. I break that loose by the power of God in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I command all this twisted pelvic area to go back into alignment and stay there in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I command all the ribs to go into place, the dorsal vertebrae and disc to line up in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I command these neck bones to be healed in the name of Jesus. I command the vertebrae and disc to line up perfectly. If there's any jamming, to become unjammed in Jesus' name. And Father, I command that tailbone to be healed in Jesus' name. And I command all the muscles and nerves, the ligaments and tendons to relax. And I rebuke all pain from the head on down in Jesus' name.
Run all the way. Oh, she's taking her shoes off. Run all the way back. Come on. Out of the, come on. Hallelujah. Oh, she's out the door.